Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, December 2nd, 2013. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I have had such an inspiring and motivating weekend this past weekend. The holiday extravaganza was held on Saturday, and boy, was it wonderful. I want to thank all of you who attended the extravaganza in Atlanta this past Saturday. It was truly a blessing, and our speakers and Wise Women's panel was just absolutely phenomenal. We had women walking up to us throughout the whole event just saying how wonderful the event was and the caliber of the event. They were just so happy with it, and that they realized that we needed to invest that time to look at how we're going to be successful for 2014. And, of course, as you know, many of the participants received the 2014 Strategic Planning Guide. That was kind of like a perk and a bonus for them attending the event. Anything that we can do to enhance a businesswoman's business life and make sure that she has the tools, we wanted to make that happen. So it was wonderful. I also want to give a big shout out and thank you to all of our vendors as well. I picked up some wonderful gift items for friends and family and met some new people through our vendors that I'm looking forward to connecting with and staying connected with throughout the new year. For those of you that didn't attend the holiday extravaganza this year, I do want to encourage you to expect it to come every December or at the end of November or every early December, and be expecting that and be ready to participate because it's just so wonderful. You know, one of the things that happens to us during the holiday season is that as women, we really get caught up with the holidays. And a lot of the times, we our bodies kind of shut down, and we really want to play. We really want to have fun. We want to go shopping. It's a time for family and time for baking and doing all those wonderful things, decorating the house. And so, you know, sometimes business is the last thing on your mind. However, that can't be so for the savvy CEO, right? Absolutely. So we need to make sure that we understand that even though this is the holiday season, as businesswomen and owners, we definitely have to be in tune with our business, and we have to make sure that we have prepared. Now, last month we covered just a few things on the surface of building your business strategy and some of the things that you needed to do to develop that strategy. So, you know, one final appeal that I definitely want to make clear to you is that your business strategy is very important before the new year arrives. As a matter of fact, the way it normally works in most large corporations is that on a quarterly basis, they will have kind of like strategic planning sessions to make sure that the business is on track with the company vision and the goals that have been set forth. And if they are not, then that is the time to catch it. See, that's why it's so important to be extremely proactive when you are running your business. That means you must be preparing ahead and thinking ahead. So very, very important. So again, I want to remind you that if you have not started on your strategy as to how you are going to make things work in your business and attract more customers and clients to your business for 2014, then now is the time. I gave a presentation at the Holiday Extravaganza on the power of a business strategy. And as I explained, all about how to use your strategic planning guide. And one thing I want to remind you is that your business strategy and your business plan are not the same thing. Again, I want to repeat that. Your business strategy and your business plan are not the same thing. The two are really different. The business plan really provides the why. Why are you starting this business? Why should this business be in existence? And, of course, in the business plan, you're going to give your objectives. You're going to give information about the management, which is you, what qualifies you to run the business. You're going to give information about your marketing, target market, how you're going to market. You're going to give information about all of that. So that's your why. You're justifying why it's a good business venture, okay? However, while the business plan is very necessary because it gives you clarity, it brings back to mind why you're starting the business in the first place or why you did start the business, the strategy is really all about money. It's really all about how am I going to attract enough customers to my business so that I will be able to earn the income that I need to earn for my business, okay? So that is the difference between the two. One is why you are in business in the first place, okay? And the other is now that I know why I'm in business, now I have to figure out a game plan for bringing the money in. How am I going to bring the money in, okay? And that's what the strategy is all about. And so in the business strategy, again, there are a few areas that you really need to be concerned with when you are developing your business strategy. The first thing I want you guys to know is that you really need to be concerned with evaluating where you have been. Again, if you don't know where you have been, if you can't evaluate that, it's very difficult to know where you're trying to go to the future, okay? So evaluation is very, very important. The second thing that's important for a business strategy as well is that you really need to understand what your financial goals are for the new year. How much money are you wanting to generate? What is your revenue going to be for the new year, okay? Because that really helps to define everything. By the way, a rule of thumb is that oftentimes people wonder, well, how much money should I be spending in marketing? Well, the rule of thumb in marketing is that it should be about 20 to 30% of the amount of money that you want to make, okay? So, for example, if it was $100,000 that you wanted to bring in, perhaps $20,000 of that would actually have to go towards marketing. And when you don't have all of that money up front, that's when you really need to get very realistic about your income goals and what how you start off. Remember, this is not to crush or crunch your desire to bring in six figures or seven figures. I am talking about that you have to start small and grow large. And so if you are at ground zero, for example, you really can't, you know, while six figures is a wonderful goal to have, you also have to have the amount of money necessary to properly market the business to attract individuals, okay? And for some, you might decide, well, you know what, I'm going to bootstrap it. And bootstrapping simply means that you are working with, you're working outside of the box and you're working with a less amount of money to market the business, and you're going to come up with creative ways and creative ideas to attract and draw people to you. And, of course, if you're a small business owner, a micro business owner, bootstrapping is nothing new. It's something you're probably already used to doing. And so keep that in mind. But I did want to give you the standard rule of thumb for determining your marketing budget, again, which is whatever the amount of money that you want to make for the year, your marketing budget should probably be about 20 to 30% of that. Now, I know a lot of people have seen the figures 10% and what have you, but the cost of business has definitely gone up, okay? And it's going to require a lot more. The other thing I wanted to remind you in your strategy that's so very, very important is all about marketing, okay? And again, marketing is developing a system, okay, to attract more prospects to you, okay? It's a system. And that system is composed of different types of marketing techniques. So your system could be networking. Your system could be social media. Your system could be your website. Your system could be direct mail postcards. It could be teleseminars. It could be speaking. So there are several things that could be going into marketing your business. However, what you need to understand is that for each business type or each business industry, there is a specific success formula to marketing that business. And so one of the things that you have to be careful about is not having enough information about your target market, or further, not knowing who or what your target market is. And so I want to encourage you to not put the cart before the horse and start going after something and marketing your business when you're not sure who your target market is, okay? The fourth thing about strategy that's so very, very important, I think, is the making sure that you set your goals, okay, which is very important, set your goals for to support your vision, okay, because you have to have a business vision, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit more, so I won't harp on it too much right now. But you have to have a business vision to really catapult this whole thing to be successful in business. It's impossible to be successful in business and not be able to clearly see where you want to be and where you want to go. So the business vision really encompasses the whole strategy. Everything has to support the vision. And again, a vision is simply what you want to experience in your business for the next year. You need to declare that. So setting goals is very important, and here's why. This is what sparks your whole manifestation process into making things happen. It's what sparks taking your thoughts out of your mind onto paper and igniting action to your thoughts. It is the beginning process of that, okay? And so goal setting is very important, and I want to, again, encourage everyone listening, even if it takes you the whole year, you must learn to become the master of goal setting and the master of time management, okay? Because these two things together are the things that ignite your vision, and they make your vision come alive, and they help you to put things into action. And, of course, last but not least, I want to let you know the importance of tasks, or better known as to-do items, okay? Oftentimes when women list tasks and things that they need to do, they have a tendency to have a separate list from their calendar. And some of you who are listening to the show right now might be shaking your head saying, yes, Trina, you're absolutely right. I have a separate to-do list from my calendar. However, I want to encourage you that when you make a to-do list, it's a list that has to be implemented. So you have to put those to-do items into your calendar. You have to create time slots for those to-do items. But before you do, it's always important to evaluate that to-do list and to identify any challenges or obstacles in your way of accomplishing that particular task or to-do item. Very, very important. Because if you put it in your planner just for the sake of putting it in your planner and you're not able to take action to it, then guess what? You're not going to complete it. And then you're going to feel like you failed at that particular task when you could have prevented all of that by identifying the tasks that literally have obstacles or challenges, finding a solution, and once you know how you're going to handle it, then put it in your time management planner. Now, it might be that you don't have the necessary knowledge or information to know how to get a particular thing done, And you may have to delegate it or contract it out or find someone to help you with that. Either way, you've got to figure out the solution. However, it still has to go in your calendar either as a to-do item that you need to take action to or a follow-up item where you need to actually follow up with the individual who is doing it for you. And keep in mind that some tasks aren't as simple as just, you know, booking 1 hour in your calendar to get a task done. Some tasks have to be broken down into subtasks as well, and it may require weeks or days or weeks for that particular task, all of the elements of that task to be completed. And if that is the case, that has to be mapped out. It has to be plotted out in your time management calendar. So it's very, very important that you do that. So I just want to give you this recap of the importance of doing your strategy. And as I have said time and time again, if you don't start on your strategy now and go ahead and sacrifice some and invest some time, then what's going to happen is you're going to go into the new year not being prepared. Already, because this is the month of December, and really there are many of us who already started our strategies back in August and September, you are a little bit behind. So it means that you really need to dedicate 2 to 3 hours daily to go ahead and prepare your strategy. Now, one of the things that we have done over at womenaboutbiz.com is that we have support for those of you who are seeking support to help you with your strategy. So we actually have the Developing Your Strategy in 2014 coaching sessions available for you. And you can go ahead and tap into that opportunity by going to womenaboutbiz.com and then in the top red menu bar, click on Coaching Center, and right from the Coaching Center, you will be able right there on the front page to read the article about creating your strategy and what you need to do, okay? So you can schedule your one-on-one strategic discovery sessions. We have a special going on right now with that. And during this session, I'll be working with you to prepare a detailed checklist of the things you need to properly prepare your strategy with. I'll also show you how to evaluate the path for business and set you on the right path to learning how to discover your target market. So this can really, really help you. It's about a 1.5-hour to 2-hour session. And again, we've got a special going on that right now. So all you need to do is go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on Coaching Center, and then you will see right on the front page of the Coaching Center information about developing your strategy for 2014. So there you have it, 5 areas of strategic planning that you need to be concerned with. Evaluating your business, that was number one. Number two, your financial goals, where you want to be financially for 2014. Number three is marketing. Number four, setting your goals along with time management. And number five, your task to-do items, making sure that first you evaluate them and identify any challenges, and then the second thing is to get them plotted properly in your calendar. Now, all of this can be quite overwhelming, and again, I am here to help you, and it is definitely worth the small investment to go ahead and schedule your one-on-one strategic discovery session. So I want to encourage you to do that as soon as possible. I will let you know that we are booking up, and we will be closing that out probably this week because I see already so many people booking their one-on-one session. So heads up, just letting you know ahead of time that you need to make sure that you do this today or tomorrow, okay? Also, I want to just quickly share with you one of the wise women tips that came from our wise women's panel at the holiday extravaganza, something that was just very profound and a lot of people, you know, just kind of said, ah, when she said it. As you know, for the three women who were on our wise women's panel was Mrs. Mary Panos, who is an entrepreneur and a humanitarian, and she owns the popular restaurant up in Buckhead, Brookwood Grill, We had Dr. Nicola Jackson, who is a millionaire and started at ground zero of building her empire, and she is CEO of Success Strategic Partners. And then we had Mrs. Elisa Clark, who is the CEO of Glory Professional Cleaning Services. And all three of these women were just absolutely phenomenal and shared some incredible wisdom tips. So Mrs. Panos was actually born into wealth. Her father, she was born in Greece. Her father was wealthy, and she was afforded the finer side of life at an early age. And one of the questions that was asked of her is, what is the difference between people who have old wealth, meaning they were perhaps born into generational wealth, and people who achieve wealth or cross into wealth starting at ground zero and they built their empire or what have you? Is there a difference? And what she said was very profound, and she said that people who were born into wealth own their wealth. In other words, they are their wealth. They own it. They absolutely own it. People who come into wealth later on in life, she says they don't necessarily own their wealth. They have a tendency to place more materialistic things or attach materialistic things to wealth. And she says, and because of that, they spend a lot of their money, you know, and they're busy trying to, you know, show everyone that they are wealthy. And so I thought that was very profound, and I thought that was a lesson that we all need to really dig deeper into and see about wealth itself, is that if you truly want to be wealthy, and when you arrive at wealth, you really must learn to own your wealth and own it internally, be wealthy. And then she said also be willing to spread your wealth and be willing to give some of your wealth away and bless the lives of other people and not hold on it so tightly. So she talks about that, and that's why a lot of the times when we see a lot of benefits and foundations and we see a lot of wealthy people create all of the nonprofit organizations, they truly have embraced the responsibility of giving their wealth to others, which is so very, very important. So that was very profound of how she said it. I wish she would have been there to hear the whole thing. But she said, you must learn to own your wealth. And then again, throughout the whole session, the business idea or thought about wealth was that wealth only enhances what you already enjoy. And so if you aren't enjoying your life now or learning to enjoy the things, the smaller things in life now, then how can your wealth enhance what you've already enjoyed? And so you need to be very, very aware of that. And so it was very, very interesting. And stay tuned because we are going to be bringing our Wise Women panel to you all throughout the year of 2014. I'm very, very, very excited about that. Coming up, we have some other interesting things to share with you today on Successful Woman Radio. Again, our theme for the month of December is the 12 Wisdom Gifts of Business. Again, the 12 Wisdom Gifts of Business. And I'll be sharing with you 12 things that you really need to carry into 2014 and apply to your business, which is so very, very important. Also, I'm going to let you know about a few things happening over at Women About Biz. That's going to be very, very important. And I'm not going to forget to ask you that very important question about the one-hour gift. I also have excerpt to read to you from Letting Go of Your Bananas, one of my all-time favorite books, by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin, Letting Go of Your Bananas, okay? I'm going to be reading from you in Key 6, Your Bananas Are in Your Head. And I'm going to share with you in just a little bit about that whole concept of bananas. What does it mean? It's very fascinating for those of you who've never heard that before. So stay tuned. Now is a really, really good time to flash over to another line and bless the life of another woman. by letting her know that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air now. For those of you with pen in hand, have her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you who are listening online, thank you so very much. You know what to do. Go ahead and flash over to your social media, perhaps Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, and let others know that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air now. And we're going to be talking about the 12 wisdom gifts of business. Pop the phone number in there, again, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. I want to thank all of you who are listening to the show at this time for taking time out of your busy schedule. I really, really appreciate it. Very, very important because at Successful Woman Radio, it is our goal to make sure that we are bringing you all of the tools, all of the things that you're going to need to be successful in your business. Now, I'm going to let you know right now, I don't sugarcoat things, and sometimes I do speak a little strongly to get you ladies to wake up and know that it's very, very important to be the right type of CEO for your business. And so next week, we are going to be talking about, again, as we share the 12 business wisdom gifts of business, we are going to be sharing with you information on also how to be the right type of CEO for your business as well. And that's going to be very, very important. So, again, I want to make sure that all of you mark your calendars for all of the month of December, Monday the 2nd, the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. So that's 5 Mondays in December that Successful Woman Radio will be bringing information that you can put to use right away for your business. At this time, I see that we have a wonderful number of callers who have dialed in and are listening to the show. And so at this time, I want to go ahead and give you the opportunity, if you have any specials going on with your business for the month of December, please share that with us and let us know the website that we can go to. Again, if you have any Cyber Monday specials, if you have any specials still going on for Black Friday and you want people to know about it, please go ahead and press *1 now on your phone keypad and let us know what special you have going on with your business. If you'd simply like to just introduce yourself and let everyone know that you'd like to connect with them and perhaps give them your Facebook address or your web address or even your phone number, you're welcome to do so. Again, this is an opportunity being offered to you as a businesswoman and a listener of Successful Woman Radio, so take advantage of it, ladies. Just simply press *1 on your phone keypad now. In the meantime, while we're waiting on those to press *1, I'm going to go ahead and read to you an excerpt from the book, Letting Go of Your Bananas. And let me just first of all set the pace for this particular book, okay? This book is really all about understanding how to liberate yourself and tap into your true potential, which is so very, very important, okay? And the book is written very simplistically. It's written with all of the information right up front, not a lot of fluff. He gives you 12 vital keys that you can, again, liberate and tap into your potential. Now, the story and why he named the book Letting Go of Your Bananas, in the beginning of the book, he tells the story about the fact that in Africa, when hunters used to go looking for monkeys, in order to catch the monkeys, they would put a banana in a glass jar with a small neck at the top of the jar. And the monkey would stick his hand, knowing that he was attracted to bananas, he would stick his hand in the jar, but the banana would be lying horizontal in the jar. So when he'd go to pull the banana up, he couldn't get it out of the jar. And so rather than let go of the jar and just taking his hands out, the monkey, okay, would keep his hand in the jar holding the banana, walking around with the banana, which, of course, would slow him down. It means that he couldn't climb a tree. And that is how the hunters would be able to catch the monkeys, okay? And so the parallel to this is that there are many of us walking around holding on to the banana. In other words, we're holding on to excess baggage, holding on to a lot of things in life that we really should have let go of by now. And as a result of not letting go of it, we have been caught or trapped up into a negative world. We have been caught and trapped up into negative consequences, all because we have not let go. We have not let go of the banana. And this is an issue that many of us have. And so I want to encourage all of you, before the year ends, you have to let go of your banana, okay? There is no such thing as moving forward in life and preparing your business strategy and being the female CEO that you need to be in life, and yet you still have your hand in that glass jar, and you're not letting go of that banana. So now that I've set the pace and you understand what the metaphor of the banana is, I am going to read to you out of the 12 keys, key number six, your bananas are in your head. The author says the bottleneck is always at the top of the bottle. And most of our barriers, or bananas, or limitations, exist in our heads long before they ever live in our reality. Your brain is where your mind lives, and letting go of your limitations is a matter of mindset. In order for you to change your life, you must be prepared to change your mind. Only when you are willing to think beyond your present life situation can you dramatically improve the quality of the rest of your life. Now, you all have heard the expression, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, it's true, he says. Most of us go through life without even coming close to using our mental capacity to the maximum. The more you engage your mind and use it like a tool to improve your life and bust your barriers, the more fulfilling your life will be. He says, I wish I could remember where I picked up the following slice of wisdom, because I believe that it speaks to the very heart of just how important it is to take charge of the environment in which our mind dwells. Okay? He says, leaders are like eagles. They don't flock. You'll find them one at a time. Control your thoughts, for they will become your words. Control your words, for they will become your actions. Control your actions, for they will become your habits. Control your habits, for they will become your character. And control your character, for it will become, that's right, it will become your destiny. The author goes on to say, letting go of your bananas is a headspace, an attitude, and a decision to no longer accept the situations, people, and things that hold you back. And the big shift from where you are to where you want to be starts with the quality of your thoughts. Everything else you will create in life will flow directly from the way you think. If you want a different life experience, you must be willing to think on another level. Your previous thoughts account for the behaviors that have created the life you have right now. Change your thoughts going forward, and those new thoughts will create new barriers, behaviors that will alter your life and free you of personal and professional limitations. All barrier busting is about your desire to move forward. In spite of the limitations of the past, barrier busting is all about direction. To free yourself of past filled with rotten bananas, all of your mental energy has to be centered on moving forward rather than being anchored in old thoughts and behaviors. For you to advance beyond your present place, regardless of how long you have been stuck in that place, you must think, act, and vividly imagine yourself on the other side of where you currently are. He goes on to say that when you think, act, and imagine yourself beyond your present place, your life will begin to move forward in a positive and constructive way. Now is the time to fully engage the power of your mind and utilize that power to create a better future for yourself. When you engage your imagination and vividly envision where you want to be, you have taken the first step in realizing all of your dreams. So to change where and how you are in life, you must change what you see in your mind's eye. The subconscious mind is the part of your mind that works like a robot. That means that your subconscious mind works for you and is powered by repetition, your imaginations, and your decisions. Even better, your subconscious mind always accepts your desires as attainable and always responds with a yes when you desire something. It does not question, it just delivers what you want. Whatever you embed in your subconscious mind is accepted as truth. And guess what? Whatever you accept as truth can ultimately become your reality. That's right. You can use the power of your mind to think your way to greatness, to rid yourself of life's barriers, and to alter your destiny. All you have to do is get crystal clear of what you want in your life and where you want to be. Once you lock onto your desires, almost as if by magic, you can attract into life all of the opportunities that will allow you to get what you want. Now, that's powerful. Change your mind and you change your life. Change your mind and, ladies, you change the shape of your destiny. The key to banana-free living is to define yourself based only on how you're going to be when you are free of all of your bananas. And I'm going to stop right there because it goes on, but I want to encourage you to purchase this book. I'm not getting anything from it. It's simply me giving you gifts and tools that I have used that have helped me to have major breakthroughs in my mind. Again, the name of this book is Letting Go of Your Bananas, How to Become More Successful by Getting Rid of Everything Rotten in Your Life by Dr. Daniel T. Druden. And again, I just read key number 6, which is your bananas are in your head. And I think one of the profound things that he said is that, you know, whatever you embed in your subconscious mind is accepted as truth. And so we have to be very, very careful about what we have put in our subconscious mind. And many of you know that I am a huge fan an advocate of embracing the power of your subconscious mind, because I have learned that it really is the central system for controlling everything about all of your actions, everything about all of your beliefs and what you do. So I think it's very, very important for you to understand is that you can't be down on yourself if there were several things that you wanted to do in 2013 and you didn't get them done. You can't look at it as a failure and then just drop it. You must learn from whatever you feel that you failed at and look at what you're not going to do and look at what you need to do to make it happen in 2014, okay? Which is, again, why I'm encouraging you to go ahead and prepare your strategy and go ahead and sign up for our strategic discovery session one-on-one so that we can help you make things better for 2014. So in coming back to letting go of your bananas, many of you have bananas, many of you have things in your life that you have refused to let go of, and many of you have businesses or have been attempting to do a business that really hasn't been for you. And I want to just say right now, to liberate yourself, let go of that business and go ahead and embrace something new, something interesting, something wonderful that you can get excited about and that you feel that you can make a great income at. The biggest and most important thing that you can do for yourself is to make changes, okay, and let go of the past and let go of things that have not been working. Stop spinning the wheel. That's so very, very important. Again, if you are a businesswoman and you have gift ideas and you have products or services that you feel would make great gift ideas, and you'd like people to know about them, this is an opportunity for you to go ahead and press star 1 on your phone so that we can give you that opportunity. Otherwise, we are going to keep rolling on with good information for you today, this Monday, December 2nd. That's right. Can you believe it? December is already upon us. And again, I'm encouraging you to go ahead and block out 2 to 3 hours a day. It's something that's necessary in order for you to go ahead and create your business strategy for 2014, okay? At this time, what I also want to go ahead and do is ask you a very, very powerful question. And I'll only have a few more Mondays that I'll be asking you this question, ladies, and then in 2014 we'll be starting with something very new. The question is, have you given yourself the one-hour gift? Have you been practicing the one-hour gift? For those of you that are new to the show, the one-hour gift is taking at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. And there are 5 important questions that I have recommended you ask yourself as a businesswoman that will help you to get better clarity and more focus on what you need to be doing for yourself and your business. Question number 1 is, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Okay? You should be results-driven, and you should know the results that you want. And the results really come from you setting the goals for your business. And that is where you really can understand all about the results that you are looking for. So it starts with you having a business vision, setting goals to support the business vision, and then taking action to those goals by setting to-do items. And now you know what results that you should have been seeing in the businesses in your life today as well. Number 2 is, have I reviewed my calendar and my schedule today? Of course, this continues to be a very simple thing, a simple task, but it's actually one of the most complex because most women admit that they do not look at their calendars right away every day. There are 3 times throughout the day that you need to be looking at your time management system. And by the way, everyone does have a time management system, right? I hope so. So the 3 times during the day are early morning, okay, like 6 or 7 a.m., 8 a.m. in the morning, mid-afternoon, that could be like 1, 2, or 3 o'clock, and then early evening. That could be like 6 or 7 o'clock, okay? But those are the 3 time zones that you should be paying attention to your calendar. Again, early morning, mid-afternoon, early evening. Number 3, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? And again, this is something as women that we tend to back ourselves in a corner with. We have a desire to be productive and effective. And sometimes we think loading our calendar up with a lot of things that's on our to-do list makes us feel accomplished, and it makes us feel like, wow, look at this beautiful calendar and how packed it is. However, what you need to know and what you need to understand is that if those activities, those to-do items, aren't pertaining to supporting those goals that you have for the business, then you're not going to accomplish the goal. Okay, so you need to make sure that the goals and the to-do items are in alignment with one another. Very important. Moving on to number 4, who do I need to follow up with today? Okay, a savvy CEO always has someone to follow up with, okay, whether it's you've delegated a task or a project, whether you are needing to contact and connect with 3 or 4 or 5 new business people that you've not met before, but you want to create some synergy there, you want to look at how you might work together, collaborate, provide a service to them, what have you, there's always someone you need to be following up with. So you need to be able to answer that question. And last but not least, number 5, which is probably, I would say, one of the most important as it pertains to generating revenue for your business, is what results have I seen in my marketing? Again, what results have I seen in my marketing? There's either 2 answers to this question. I've not seen any results, or I have seen results. So don't sugarcoat this and try to say, well, I did get a few calls, but I didn't respond. No, there's either I had results or I didn't have results. And this is how you know that you have really good results in your marketing. number one, you are making money. You're putting deposits into your checking account, okay? Number two, you've got a consistent stream of people calling you or emailing you and or people asking you about your products or your services, okay? Now, the only way that is going to happen is that you first must initiate a marketing strategy and then implement it. And that means that you must have more than one way of how you attract people to your product or your service. And it all starts with you really having clarity and understanding that target market. So if you've been asking yourself this question, and every time you ask this question, you are saying, I have no marketing results, don't just answer that question. It means that you must take action, okay? Very, very important. It means that you must be taking action to figure out what you've got to do to market your business better. And again, one of the reasons why we are sharing all of this information with you is so that you know the quality of information provided by Women About Biz. We want you to know that Women About Biz is here for you, that this year you really need to consider being a member of a gold member of Women About Biz and taking advantage of all of the things that we have to offer you, because we want you to be successful, not just in starting a business, but we want you to have money in your checking account, which is so very, very important. Again, if I have any questions from anyone in regards to the one-hour gift, or if you have any questions in regards to strategic planning that you'd like to ask at this time, go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to press star 1 on your phone keypad, because we want to make sure that you have clarity on today's show, that, all of the things that we're talking about, that you have, hopefully you have been taking good notes in your Successful Woman Radio Journal or in your notepad, and you are ready to roll and start implementing some things and making some things happen. I want to go ahead at this time and talk about the 12 wisdom gifts for small business. Now, I'm going to give you three of those 12 wisdom gifts today, okay? Operating a business, of course, as you know, it requires so many skills, and all of these skills can't be achieved at once. You're going to learn how to be the CEO for your business over time, and you're going to be improving every single week, every single month. Now, from creating your business strategy to preparing your cash flow and your balance sheet, it requires you to be a CEO who is on top of things, okay? So of the 12 wisdom gifts, I'm going to be splitting them up and giving you a few wisdom gifts every single week of this month. And keep in mind, you want to take good notes on this, and keep in mind that we hopefully will get this up on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website. The first wisdom gift that I'd like to share with you that you can carry over in 2014 and help create a more successful business is your business vision must align with your personal life vision, okay? Your business vision must align with your personal life vision. So what that means is that even though you have to have a separate business vision, if you have not identified what it is that you want to experience in life yet, then you really need to start there before you move on to your business vision, okay? Because your life vision dictates what your business vision needs to be, because you started the business so that it really could support your life, so that it could provide you the income that you need, right? And so as a result, you need to know what your life vision is all about. So I recommend that you simply do this for right now in bullet point fashion. Don't try to sound eloquent or elaborate and think something's supposed to sound so profound that you don't understand it yourself. No, you just create an outline in bullet point fashion. And you need to look at what it is that you want to experience in life. For example, I'll share a few things from mine with you. I really would like to experience a $10,000 consistent balance in my personal checking account every single month next year. That's what I want to experience. I want to experience a wonderful close relationship with my daughter. We are already close, but I'd like it to be even closer. And I'd like to take her on some wonderful mom-daughter trips, vacations next year. I would like to experience next year, I really would like to experience giving at least $2,000 to $3,000 per month and to other nonprofit organizations and to help other individuals. I really would like to experience giving more. So these are all things I have in my life vision, okay? And, of course, I would love to experience my husband and I taking more trips together and having more dates and doing more wonderful things. Now, a lot of these things I mentioned are going to cost some money. Now, what does that have to do with business? Well, my business has to generate enough revenue to provide those things to me, plus help me maintain my quality of living standards. So therefore, that helps me to understand and know more about the financial goals I need to set to support my life vision through my business. Okay, now when we move over to the business vision, that now that I know what I want to experience in my life within this next 12 months, then I need to look at how my business vision is going to do that. What do I see happening in my business vision? And again, simply creating some bullet points will help you to gain better clarity rather than trying to write it out in paragraph format, okay? The second thing in the 12 wisdom gifts for small business is generating profit is the fruit of your labor. As you know, many women have this thing about asking for the business and about money and actually saying this is how much this product costs and this is how much I charge for this particular service. But I want to encourage you greatly to understand that you have got to be extremely clear on what the cost of your products and services are for 2014, okay? And you need to understand that you need to set strong financial goals for 2014. Once you set your financial goals, you can then learn exactly how many customers or clients you're going to need to accomplish those goals, okay? So generating profit is the fruit of your labor. You need to embrace that. You need to understand that, which is so very key. Moving on to number three. Number three of the 12 wisdom gifts for your small business is being proactive and planning ahead will build a stronger foundation under your business. Again, being proactive and planning ahead will build a stronger foundation under your business. Now, that is, wow. That's a mouthful, but it's very true. What does proactivity mean? Being proactive means that you are a believer in doing things ahead of time, that you don't wait till the last minute to do things. Now, truth be told, nobody is perfect, and we all have done things at the last moment. Surely I have, okay? But what I also know that when I prepare things ahead of time, I notice that I'm not stressed, I'm not overwhelmed, and I notice that I can implement things better because I'm doing it ahead of time. So this is something that you really need to be embracing for 2014. And again, you know, being proactive and planning ahead will build you, indeed, a stronger foundation under your business. So, again, it goes right back to me, again, encouraging you to go ahead and start planning your business strategy, which is how are you going to generate the money that you want to see in 2014, okay? How are you going to generate that? What's your strategy to do that? And it's not something that you can just sit down on one sheet of paper and do in a couple of hours because, trust me, if you do it properly, it's going to generate or spark other things that have to be accomplished, such as new marketing materials, your website has to be revamped, If you're implementing new marketing strategies, you've really got to look at the logistics of how you're going to be implementing that. You've got to, if you're going to be using social media, you've got to create a schedule for that. So, again, all of that has to be prepared ahead of time and ready to roll. And then you need to be able to go into first quarter 2014 with a strategy system that you're implementing, that you have good clarity on, and that you have committed to making sure to take action to it. Okay? Very, very important. It is 12:55, 5 minutes before the hour of 1. Do not hang up that phone, because we have got some good stuff coming to you right after this musical intro.
Attend the
Again, this is your success coach, Trina Newby, coming to you through Successful Woman Radio. I just want to give you some encouragement. I want you to understand something. I want you to know that you have the power to create incredible wealth and success in your life and business. But there must be some changes. There must be some things that you have got to evaluate and completely eliminate. And that includes people, places, and things. And so I want to encourage you to write down on a sheet of paper what it is that you need to eliminate out of your life. And then I want you to have your own private change ceremony. That's right. A change ceremony is where you personally vow to yourself and God that you are making changes for the better and that you will no longer allow these things to hold you back in your life and in your business. Simply take a sheet of paper and write them down, and then from that point, go ahead and have your change ceremony. All you have to do by yourself is ball that piece of paper up, either use a match and light it up and fire it, or flush it down the toilet, or throw it in the trash. Either way, you are going to get rid of all of those things that are holding you back, and you are going to embrace change. So very, very important. Remember, everything that you want is right there. But if there are things that you are holding on to, bananas that you are holding on to that you refuse to let go, then take your hand out of that glass jar. Then what's going to happen is that you're just going to get more of the same negative result, and that is not what you want. So, ladies, have your own private change ceremony and make some things happen for you in 2014. Also, coming up this Thursday, I want to share some quick things that are happening at Women About Biz. Coming up on this Thursday, we are starting our Empower for Women radio show. Again, we're starting our Empower for Women radio show. It's all about how we're helping women to fund themselves, how we are helping women to get the money that they need for their business, and what we're doing about it over at Women About Biz. But we're also talking about how we as women can empower one another, how we can help each other more, not just through money and funding, but also through collaborating, through drawing alliances, through making things happen. So Empower for Women is quite a unique and different show. It is going to be on Thursdays in the evenings. And again, the dial-in number for that is 347-637-2589. And the time for the show is going to be Thursdays at 8 p.m. Again, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And that is the Empower for Women radio show coming brought to you by Women About Biz. So this Thursday at 8 p.m., you definitely need to be on the show listening and learning how you can empower yourself and other women. And the dial-in, again, is the same as this show, 347-637-2589. Also, make sure you mark your calendar for December 11th as Dr. Shirley Boone Sanford brings to us Stop Balancing and Start Prioritizing. You can go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events in the top red menu bar to really get more information about this particular teleclass. Again, it is a free teleclass, so I want to encourage you to go ahead and take it and sign up for it. And again, don't forget, Empower for Women calls start on Thursday at 8 p.m. I look forward to all of y'all being a part of this new and wonderful talk radio, and I know that you are going to like it as you learn how to empower yourself. Also, I want to remind you one last time to go ahead and sign up for the one-on-one discovery session so I can help you with your business. Again, to do that, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com and click on Coaching Center in the top red menu bar. And from there, you will see all of the information about the discovery session with me. I am looking so forward to continuing to bring you more information on the 12 wisdom tips for business. And I'm also looking forward to giving you more information on just preparing your strategy for 2014 and being the CEO that you need to be for your company. Well, that's all we have for today. Make sure you mark your calendar for Monday, December 9th, as we come on bringing you more information that you can put to use. Take care, everybody, and have an abundant week. Bye-bye.